This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Technology Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Visiting with us today is Ty Kiesel, Manager Social Media at AtTask Incorporated. As an accidental project manager and marketing veteran with over 25 years of experience, Ty writes about project management, leading teams, and basically getting work done. Ty makes the concepts and best practices of managing project-based work accessible to both the expert and novice or accidental project professional by weaving personal experiences, historical references, and other anecdotes into discussions around effective leadership approaches that maximize the effectiveness of project teams. There are a few areas where hospital IT is facing unprecedented challenges, from hundreds of new government compliance projects that need to be resourced and managed. These mandates are further taxing already overcapacity hospital IT departments. The only way hospital IT can achieve the added workload is to do more with less and become strategic with current resources. His blog, Strategic Project Management, is syndicated daily on all top CIO Zone, Gantt Head, and IT Toolbox. He also writes a weekly blog for Forbes. His weekly podcast, Talking Work, introduces successful work management practices with an entertaining and informative format, including interviews with industry experts and successful business leaders. Welcome, Ty, to eHealth Radio.
Hey, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Great to have you as well, Ty. So how does AtTask deliver meaningful use compliance projects and help hospitals keep up with other government initiatives?
You know, meaningful use is a big thing for hospitals right now. And basically what that includes is things like implementing electronic health records, those kinds of initiatives. And there are probably hundreds of projects that IT departments need to plan, resource, and deliver. And that's not even counting the work that they do every day that requires the attention of the IT department. And AtTask helps project managers wrap their heads around all of that work, whether it's project-based work, whether it's operational work, so that they can understand it, allocate resources appropriately, and get it done.
HIPAA's claim of administrative simplification actually complicates IT. How does AtTask simplify and make IT more efficient?
Well, AtTask doesn't actually help hospitals manage the private healthcare records that HIPAA is concerned with. But what we do is we help collect all of that information that IT departments are using to implement those systems into one place, so that they can see all the work that needs to be done and all of the things that project teams are doing, and it's all collected in one place, so that it actually provides a single source of truth in implementing projects and attacking the work that has to be done, so that the systems that comply with HIPAA actually can work. So it's kind of in the background, kind of helping IT leaders organize everything that they're doing.
In a project like Meaningful Use that has a defined deadline, what are the best practices for managing resources, tracking the different teams within the project, prioritizing, and maintaining focus?
Well, you know, everybody talks, when we talk about project management, most people talk about the planning and execution phase, and that's really important. But in order to help IT departments and hospitals manage the tremendous amount of work that they've got to face, part of what they have to do is inbound work correctly, and AtTask helps them do that. It helps them sort through and prioritize all the different initiatives that that are coming in, some of which are probably of more relevance and more significance than others, at least for the number of resources available. It allows, you know, that's a practice that allows IT leaders to actually look at what their current resources are, evaluate whether or not they can actually accomplish the mission of all those different projects, and then execute on them. So that best practice of the way we inbound work is critical to helping hospital IT departments make this happen. Another aspect takes place after a project is completed, because that's when we should be looking at how we did, what were the successes, what were the failures, and implementing the best practices, the successful practices that we accomplished during the course of that project into a template so that they can be leveraged in future projects. Because even though every project may be unique, there are elements within those projects that are repeatable and that we can learn from, and that we can incorporate the successful practices later. So part of those best practices at Task helps facilitate, because it enables us to formalize the inbound project request process. It allows us to implement best practices into templates, and those are critical actually for helping hospital IT groups get more accomplished, and then ultimately transitioning the project-based work that is taking place today into the operational initiatives that it's going to become down the road.
Today we are visiting with Ty Kiesel, Manager Social Media at Task Incorporated, here on eHealth Radio's Health and Technology Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Ad hoc work requests can be the downfall of any project. How does AtTask help manage these types of requests and keep teams on track to meet key deadlines?
You know, ad hoc work is a big part of what every project team ends up doing. And it sounds kind of counterintuitive, doesn't it? A project team doing work that isn't related to projects. But it's interesting. I was listening to a Forrester analyst just a couple months ago talk about how they see about 50% of the work being done by project teams are actually non-project related. It's all ad hoc work. And why this is such a big deal is, if you're a project leader and you're looking at the available resources that you have to complete initiatives, and you only have visibility into the project work, and you only have visibility into half of what the team is doing. So it's really important that you can see just exactly what's going on, whether it's a project, whether it's an ad hoc request made by a colleague or another department. And AtTask actually allows the project team at the individual team member level to capture those work assignments that come in via email or a phone conversation or a face-to-face visit, giving visibility into all the work that he or she is doing to their project manager.
In big projects like Meaningful Use, where cross-functional teams, virtual teams, or V-teams from cross-department and cross-hospital working together on long or short-term initiatives, projects, or goals, there are a number of issues and challenges with making those work effectively. What are the best practices for managing all of these cross-functional teams?
You know, I think that the biggest challenge that cross-functional teams have is actually communicating and collaborating with each other, particularly with teams that may be spread out across the country or even different countries within the world. And so AtTask is a SaaS-based product. We're on the web. You access the software via a web browser. It's all collaboration in real time. So it doesn't matter if you're in New York. You can initiate some kind of a communication with somebody who's in California. They're going to open up the solution. They're going to be able to see what your comments are, what your requests are, what questions you might have, and they're going to be able to answer the question in real time, and right after they answer that question or address that need, it's going to pop up in New York or San Francisco or Beijing, wherever you might be. And that collaboration vehicle is really important, because if you can't communicate effectively with everybody on the team, regardless of where they are, you can't get things done efficiently. And I think we've all had emails that get lost, or you're on a thread that you can't find anymore, or someone forgets to put you on an email thread. I just don't think email is the most efficient way for project teams to collaborate about work. And so a centralized repository for all the work and all the communication that's associated with that work is a critical best practice for virtual teams to get things done.
Ty, where can our audience grab convenient online information via AtTask?
Hospitals.attask.com, A-T-T-A-S-K. That's a great place to come and learn what we're doing for hospitals. We have customers all across the country, St. Luke's, the Cleveland Clinic, WebMD actually is a customer. So you can learn all about who we're helping and what we're doing at hospitals.attask.com.
And in conclusion, what one extra thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip and conclusion that would summarize our discussion today?
You know, I think that the last thing we were talking about is critical. Fostering an environment where team members can collaborate about the work that they're doing is really important. If we can empower the team to make decisions and provide insight, you know, it's actually the people closest to the work that understand it the best. And that's probably the single biggest thing to understand in any hospital IT department.
Good information. We've been talking with Ty Kiesel, Manager Social Media at Task Incorporated. And the website of reference is hospitals.attask.com. Ty, thanks so much for being a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the Health and Technology Channel here on the eHealth Radio Network. We thank you for tuning in, and until next time, enjoy.